Aircheckdownloads.com.
Thoughts of Sky Blues fans on the phone with Clive Eakin last night. We'll catch up with BBC CWR's sports editor Clive Eakin for the very latest on this before 8:30 this morning.
Phil Upton.
BBC.
BBC Sounds app. On your smart speaker.
Play BBC CWR.
And on your radio.
The sound of Coventry and Warwickshire is
BBC CWR.
It's 8:00. Tuesday morning, the 9th of August, right now in Coventry, 17 degrees already, heading up to a high of 29 Celsius for Coventry and Warwickshire. The Commonwealth Games have ended after 11 days of competition in Birmingham, Hannah.
Yeah, the event was the most successful ever for Team England. Good morning, here's your update at 8:00. The closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games has been a celebration of the West Midlands, including a surprise appearance from Birmingham's Ozzy Osbourne. All lanes have reopened again, but it's still slow on the M40. If you're heading south from Junction 12, the Gaydon turn off to 11, the Banbury turning. They had an earlier breakdown there.
Harry Styles, late night talking. 19 minutes to 10. Good morning, Richard Hales. Bit of a mover and shaker in the Kenilworth district. Good to have you listening this morning, Richard. It says, reference your comment about the future of the Commonwealth Games. Just chatting to the organisers for the Games of 2030 in Hamilton. So we know, of course, that 2026, the Games will go to the state of Victoria in Australia. And the nature of the Games now, the expense it costs to put them on, Australia making the decision, or certainly Victoria making the decision, not to make it a Melbourne-based Games, but to spread it around the whole state of Victoria. Hamilton in New Zealand for 2030, apparently. And Richard says, talking to their delegation, really struggling, they say, to get interest from local councillors and the community in Hamilton, New Zealand. Amazed at the response and the way the community got involved in Birmingham and Leamington collectively. Richard, interested in that, isn't it, there? And it's something about us, isn't it? We like a party, we like a gathering, we like a get-together, and we we bring it on in spades, don't we?
CWR Breakfast
with Phil Upton.
Naturally sociable people. 18 minutes to 10. Talking a bit more after 10 about the passing of Dame Olivia Newton-John. Grease, of course, Sandy, the role she's probably most famous for. The movie was released in 1978, and all the songs from that album, very much the soundtrack to that summer. So Vic wants to know, after 10 o'clock this morning, your memories of the summer of 1978. 0800 75 65 200 on BBC CWR. Another hot one today. 29 degrees in Coventry and Warwickshire. 32 tomorrow. July, the hottest July in 87 years. We've heard how that's affected the pitch at the CBS Arena, of course. We've already heard from Richard Williams a couple of times this morning about how other local sporting grounds have been affected by this weather. He's up at Nailcut Hall, where they've had to bore a water hole to help water the greens ahead of the British Par 3 Championship, which starts at Nailcut Hall today. He's also visited the Coventry and North Warwickshire Sports Club. Warwickshire's T20 side are in action there at 4:30 this afternoon.
So we've come out to the wicket here at Coventry and North Warwickshire Cricket Club. We're on wicket 7 today. This is where we're...
ABC's All of My Heart. Lexicon of Love. 1982 album, of course. 9 minutes to 10. Vic coming up at 10 then. And paying tribute to Dame Olivia Newton-John with your memories of 1978, the year that the Grease movie and album were released. Your memories of that summer, please. 0800 75 65 200 this morning.
Phil Upton.
BBC.
Adorned in a Wolverhampton Wanderers shirt last night, up on stage, performing Inner City Life with Goldie, the brilliant Beverly Knight. We know her better for this. Keep this fire burning on CWR.
Aircheckdownloads.com.